collaborative,
part of the community. The next idea. When we really see each other, we want to help each other.
The Next Idea has been exploring intriguing and challenging ideas to improve and support entrepreneurs in Michigan. We wanted some perspective from an investor who's outside of Michigan, but who has great interest in Michigan startups. The Mercury Fund is a startup venture capital firm. It's based in Houston. They focus on technology innovation that originates in the U.S. mid-continent. And in 2014, they opened an office in Ann Arbor. Blair Giroux is with us now from Houston. Blair is the partner and co-founder of Mercury Fund. Blair, Mercury focuses on Midwestern startups, and I understand you've invested more in Michigan companies than any other state besides your home base of Texas. What attracted you to Michigan?
You know, Cindy, Michigan had several of the key ingredients that we think contribute to a vibrant startup community, and that's important for us for the long-term longevity of the companies we invest in. You know, that is really a strong university ecosystem so that we can find young talent to hire for these startups. Really a highly motivated economic development effort where there's a lot of infrastructure to help these startups get moving that a lot of the state and local governments have put in place. The entrepreneurial community is very active, especially in places like Ann Arbor and Detroit, and a number of other funds besides ourselves who are looking for the next great company. You know, one of the most compelling elements, though, that we found about Michigan being from out of state is we wanted to make sure that if we came up there, that there weren't going to be a lot of deals that were overly shopped, so that competition for capital was somewhat slighter. And for that, we use a concept called commercialization gaps to calculate a state's potential for more venture capital to be invested. And what a commercialization gap is it's the delta between research and development dollars spent versus venture capital dollars invested. And if you think of R&D in Michigan, it not only comes from universities and research centers, but it comes from industries. And across the U.S., there is no larger commercialization gap than Michigan. And we think Michigan is just still untapped for venture opportunities.
What does such a large commercialization gap tell you, Blair?
It tells us that R&D is strong and will continue, but it also tells us that there aren't a lot of venture capital firms investing in the deals, because if the denominator grew because a lot of venture capital firms flooded the area, then there would be a lot less competition for deal flow. So for us, as an outside investor, we want to go where we think there's the most bang for our buck. Now, from a state perspective, you want that commercialization gap to dwindle over time and get to more of a normalization in solid tech sectors like you see in Boston or California, where that gap may only be 3-1. But when you're in Michigan and it's well over 100-1, that's a great opportunity for investors.
Now, you often invest very early in the life cycle of a startup. I'm wondering, what are the advantages to that early investment as opposed to, let's say, when a company's a little more fully formed and presumably a little safer bet?
Great question. Our team has worked or has launched early companies all our lives. So the skill set needed to work with entrepreneurs, we think, is a good match for this state. We do early stage investing mostly because we can influence how the company is built from the beginning. A lot of times when we go to states that don't have a lot of venture capital flowing in, the structure of the company may be something a little more different than what we're used to, and it may not be optimal for taking in money down the road or for the ultimate exit of that company. So we like to have a lot of influence over how the company grows. And essentially, our influence that we push forward is on our experience of all these other companies that have been successful in other regions.
Blair, the Mercury Fund, we know you focus on Midwestern startups, and you opened an office in Ann Arbor last year. And I'm wondering, why Ann Arbor over, let's say, Chicago?
We actually considered both cities in staffing. We do about 50% of our investing as a fund in the Midwest. We love coming and traveling and meeting entrepreneurs, but the requests to speak at events and to actually get more active in the community, we've just been off the charts. And so we said, look, we're going to add a partner to our firm. We'd like them to be somewhere in the Midwest. We chose Ann Arbor over Chicago for really two reasons. The first one being the university ecosystem in Ann Arbor around the University of Michigan is very, very strong. and we see that as being very vibrant over time. You know, the second aspect is the Detroit airport and being able to fly in and out. It's a whole lot easier flying in out of Detroit than it is flying in out of Chicago. Chicago also has a much narrower commercialization gap. Illinois as a state as well. There are a number of established venture firms and programs there that we've already had good relationships with. We felt we could have more of an impact in Ann Arbor and still be able to cover the entire Midwest with that partner.
Blair, what are the benefits to you of having an office right here on the ground? I mean, it's so easy to stay in touch, whether you're Skyping, whether you're video conferencing. What do you get from having an office on the ground?
Yeah, I think having people like real feet on the street, I think the startup community, both entrepreneurs and the organizations that service that community, knows that we're here for the long term. A lot of times when people don't have people within states in which they invest, a lot of the people think that, oh, this is a venture fund going over a flyover state, being opportunistic at the time. In our last fund, we spent 24% of our total capital in Michigan out of the entire middle of the country. You know, we expect this current fund, which we raised over $100 million, to have a similar percentage investment, and we'd like that to continue over time. The second piece, though, is we cross-pollinate resources, talent, and network throughout all the states in which we invest. And one of the aspects of Ann Arbor that was particularly compelling was the number of engineering graduates coming out of the University of Michigan. We're already in movement of having some of our seed investments in other states potentially open up offices in Ann Arbor so they can attract talent in that locale. That's a lot harder to do unless you have people there to convince the people to join the companies. And to us, we think it's going to be a real key differentiator for our fund and for the other investments we have even outside of Michigan.
A little distance can add perspective, Blair. So in your view, what do you think would really improve Michigan's startup ecosystem?
I think Michigan needs a couple of signature wins. If you look at Chicago, which is the hottest technology ecosystem in the middle of the country, Groupon did more for that city possibly than any other deal that got large, that exited, you name it. And say what you will about Groupon's success, you know, they still are a multi-billion dollar market cap company. When they went public, it produced so many millionaires, and there were so many people educated around that type of marketing technology that dozens and even hundreds of people have now gone off into other startups, or they've started their own, or they've funded their own. There have been a handful of high-tech wins in Michigan through the years, but over the last few years, there haven't been too many. I would say Arbor Networks is one of the most impactful, where you've seen more entrepreneurs and potentially money made in that transaction flow into other deals. But I think Michigan needs some software as a service wins. It needs some next gen of industrial manufacturing software wins. You know, it needs more healthcare wins like Handy Labs, which was a great exit. More of those will produce that ecosystem of entrepreneurs and angel funding that then just starts that that flywheel effect, which is what these other regions like Chicago and New York, Boston, L.A., and San Francisco before them to be such successful tech centers.
Blair, what specific areas in Michigan's tech scene and Michigan's startup scene are you really going to be watching in the years to come?
You know, we're most interested in I would say, two areas. You know, our fund is defined by focusing on software and science. But specifically in Michigan, we're very interested in the next generation of industrial software, how you take a lot of consumerization of software, software which is mobile, which is SaaS, which deals with the social level of communication, how you incorporate that into software that industrial companies use, and also this whole notion of the Internet of Things, how all machines are interconnected and throw off sensor data. How do you make sense of that data and use predictive analytics to enable manufacturing lines to be more efficient, to enable U.S. manufacturers to compete better on a global basis? You know, we think Michigan could absolutely be dominant in that sector. The other area is life sciences, and particularly in biosciences and healthcare IT. A number of experts who are left behind by a number of the Pfizer closing have gone on to start great companies, both startup and exits. We think that will continue. And then healthcare IT, a number of people from various engineering, computer science communities are transitioning their skill sets over from traditional industries into healthcare. And so we think a lot of back office software, especially big data, will power some of the more interesting companies coming out of Michigan. So those are the two areas that we're keenly focused on.
Blair, it was a pleasure to talk with you.
Well, thank you for the questions, and I appreciate the interest.
Blair Guru is partner and co-founder of the Mercury Fund. You can read a Q&A with Blair by going to michiganradio.org, and you can follow the Next Idea link. Share your thoughts with us on Twitter at NextIdeaMI, on our Facebook page, or, of course, in the comments section under Blair's Q&A.